Arizona Sports, the local sports leader. Newsmakers Week with Bickley and Marotta Mornings.
Now we conclude day two of Newsmakers Week 2023. Talking some Arizona Wildcats men's basketball. Their head coach, Tommy Lloyd, joins us now on the Arizona Sports Line. Coach, we know it's crunch time of the season for you, so we appreciate you making some time for us today. How are you?
No problem, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, and talking about another really good season for you guys so far, 24-4, heading into the last three games of the season. I mean, how would you sum up the way your season has gone so far, Coach?
Day-to-day. Paycheck to paycheck, long neck to long neck.
Long neck to long neck. I love it.
These seasons are, they can be daunting. And so for me, I'm a day-to-day guy. And to be honest with you, sometimes I feel like the season's taken forever. And sometimes I feel like it's went by in a blink of an eye. And you just try to kind of focus on what's coming next. And, you know, obviously we're trying to build for a stretch run here. But, obviously we got a feisty Arizona State team coming up Saturday, you know, that we're looking forward to playing against.
You have done tremendous things culturally. You are such a great fit for this program. I know I'm about the millionth person to tell you that, but I'm saying that to preface this question. It's amazing to me that in retrospect, the people who lived through Lute Olson and what he did to the city of Tucson and the loyalty he showed and what he built and the lasting power of it all, when you go and you trace it back, the fact that Gonzaga may not have happened without Lute Olson and you and the way you look at basketball may have not been the same. Talk about that, the cycle of you coming back and sort of being the same as it ever was under Lute.
Well, I mean, I don't know if I'd say it's the same as it ever was, you know, and obviously Lute did amazing things here, and, you know, was just an icon in the community and really, really united, the Southern Arizona fan base. And Sean continued it as well. You know, I mean, it may not have had the ending everyone, you know, would have foreseen, but, you know, he kept things rolling here as well. And, you know, for me, you know, I was kind of tucked away in the Northwest in a program where, you know, we're looking at all these other, you know, these bigger schools and figuring out a way to compete with them. And somehow we found a way. And, you know, and part of it, you know, Coach Hugh's genius was, you know, modeling it after a place like in Arizona or after a Duke, and just the consistency and the continuity, you know, that he approached a job with, you know, set a great example for me. And, you know, obviously gave me a good foundation to build off of.
Talking with Arizona men's basketball coach Tommy Lloyd here on Newsmakers Week on Arizona Sports. And I remember right after you got the job, talking to you on this show, Coach, about, you know, your philosophy in recruiting and what you've been able to do internationally. And just looking at your roster this year again, it's like the United Nations, Lithuania, Mali, Estonia, Sweden, France, Serbia. I don't know if this is a good question or a dumb question. I'll let you decide. But, you know, where we are in college basketball in 2023, it's a global game, obviously, and you've taken advantage of that. But how much more difficult is it to find and cultivate talent globally? Or is it just something that's, you know, part of your DNA now?
Well, it's definitely part of the DNA, and I don't think it's, you know, any more difficult than finding the right fit for your program, you know, in L.A. or in Phoenix or, you know, anyways. I think what you're doing is you're always looking for the people that, you know, will come in and, you know, contribute to your culture and, you know, be great people on and off the court. And, you know, and if you look at this game, you know, it is an international game now. You look at these NBA rosters and, you know, I mean, I think like over a third of the players, you know, or even more are international now. So, you know, to have your head in the sand and think that that's not part of it, you know, might be limiting yourself a little bit. So, you know, we don't necessarily, you know, when we sit out and recruit and say, hey, we want to go get international guys, we're always looking for the best fit for the program. And, you know, and that could mean different things. I mean, maybe, you know, bringing in there's an American kid who you might be able to get, but he's really good, but he might disrupt your roster because he kind of, you know, you have too many guys at one spot. So maybe you go get an international guy who's a little bit younger and will come and develop underneath the guys that are going to play that year. I mean, I think you're always having to be creative in kind of how you manage your roster and put it together and make sure that, you know, people feel, you know, valued and feel like they, you know, are counted on to contribute, and other guys maybe know they're not going to play as much and their time's going to come in the future.
Two of those international guys and two of your big guys who have been key to your success this year is Julius Tabellis and Omar Ballo. Can you just, expand on their expansion as players and kind of pillars and cornerstones of what you're doing program-wide?
Well, you know, I mean, I love bigs, and I love developing bigs. You know, I always tell people, you know, it's, you know, I kind of, the analogy would be like, it's like, you know, you don't do this much in Arizona, but mowing your yard. And, you know, where every lap you take around your yard, you see a little bit of progress. And, you know, bigs are the same thing. I mean, every day you work with bigs, you can see and feel them getting better. And so I really love that process of just the development of the big guy. And, you know, and we play a system that tries to take advantage of that. And, you know, those two guys in particular have, you know, continued to improve. You know, Umar is, you know, believe it or not, he's in his fourth year of college basketball now. And, yeah, you know, he came with me at Gonzaga, and he was 17 years old and wasn't able to play because of some, you know, eligibility issues that kind of go back to his days in Africa. But you know, he came and wasn't able to play his first year. Second year, wasn't good enough, quite ready to play. Then he transfers down here with us. You know, he starts on the bench, and then now, you know, he's developing into an all-conference type player. And that's really fun to see him do and to be a part of. And then, you know, Tubelis has played. He's in his third year now, but every year he's gotten better. And, you know, and it's just so much fun to watch him kind of, you know, he maybe had a couple down games recently, but for the most part, he's been so consistent and played so high level this year. I kind of always joke with him after the game. I'm like, okay, Zoo, well, looks like another crappy 24-13, because I don't realize during the game maybe the numbers he's putting up until I look at the stat sheet after. And sometimes it surprises me how productive he is. And he just developed into a force in college basketball, and he's, you know, tremendous at running the floor. He's got amazing hands. I mean, he's our version of the Gronk. You know, I mean, some of these over-the-top passes he's able to catch and, you know, kind of play in transition for a big guy is really unique.
As long as he doesn't spike the basketball the way Gronk does a football, you're okay.
All right. He did a couple games ago. He did kick it into the 10th row, and, you know, obviously got a technical foul for that, and I wasn't too happy about that.
All right, that's funny.
So,
all right,
I guess it happens.
My last question, along with all the other stuff, you inherit a lot of expectations. You've been, the program's been really, really close to that elusive next Final Four appearance. If you could be gifted one thing from here to the end of the season, or better put, what needs to happen for this team to punch that ticket? Because it does look like you have the pieces. What do you think, Coach?
Well, you know, I mean, you know, I would just say across the board in college basketball, I mean, what I'm seeing right now, there's a lot of parity at the top. And, you know, I think a lot of teams have the pieces, but I don't think too many people have many extra pieces. So I think everybody's margin for error is pretty thin. You know, for us, I mean, obviously health is always significant. And we are healthy now, but, you know, you want continued health. It would be important. And then just, you know what, guys playing with great effort, you know, in the moment and playing for each other. I mean, to me, you know, if we can keep it that simple, you know, we'll give ourselves a chance. And, you know, like, but again, going back to how we started this thing, you know, I'm a day-to-day guy. So, you know, I'm not looking too far ahead, and I'm just kind of sitting at my desk right now playing and practice and looking forward to having a good one today. And, you know, hopefully that'll continue to build and for a good game on Saturday.
Yeah. We'll root for a good game on Saturday.
Yeah.
But as a Sun Devil, I'll wish you better luck next weekend in L.A., Coach. Is that fair?
I wish I would have known that. Maybe this interview would have went a different direction.
Kirk, Chris is going to get cheered a lot more this weekend than the first time versus ASU.
Yes, he will. That is
yeah, okay. I mean, I think yeah, we can bet on that. For sure.
All right. Long neck to long neck. All the best to you, Tommy. Thank you so
all right,
much.
Thanks, guys. See you.
Thank you. Tommy Lloyd, the head coach of the Arizona Wildcats, joining us to wrap up day two of Newsmakers Week.